CP1 Fellowship with Brothers and Sisters in the Church Life. Learned how to fight according to Christ who operates in us. Roman numeral 3. Abigail typifies the warring church in the midst of suffering. A. From 1 Samuel 25 onwards, Abigail was always at the side of David, the warrior, and followed him in his wars. 1. Abigail's marriage to David terrifies the church enlisted as an army for warfare. 2. Abigail terrifies the warning church, the fighting for God's kingdom in the midst of the suffering. B. The type of Abigail portrays our need to be one with Christ in his suffering. 1. The afflictions of Christ are of two categories, those for accomplishing redemption, which were completed by Christ himself, and those for producing and building the church, which need to be filled up by the apostle and the believers. 2. Small b. All those who participate in the service of the church or in the ministry must be ready to partake of the afflictions of the steward. This means that we must be willing to pay whatever the price is necessary to fulfill our stewardship. In Colossians 1:25, Paul says that he became a minister according to the stewardship of God. This stewardship is the ministry in the New Testament. New Testament ministry is the dispensing of the unsearchable riches of the all-inclusive Christ into the members of God's family. The Apostle Paul dispensed the riches of Christ into the saints. This is what we are doing in the ministry today. In 1:24, Paul says, I now rejoice in my suffering on your behalf and filled up on my part, which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. This indicates that to carry out the stewardship of God by dispensing of the riches of Christ into the members of God's royal family is worth any kind of suffering, great or small. The suffering in which we share are for the building up of the body of Christ. They are in no way related to the accomplishments of redemption. The church is both the bride who is presented to Christ and the warrior who fights with him against God's enemy. At his coming again, the Lord Jesus firstly will meet his bride. After receiving the bride, Christ and the overcomers will enter into the battle against the enemy. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 13. His name is called the Word of God. 14. And the enemies which are in heaven follow him on the white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Applications to young people, college students. Nuance. Abigail, who fought with David, typifies a church that fights with Christ. Since you are a member of the Church of God, be strong and fight through the suffering of tests, entrance examinations, certification exams, and job searches. To fight is to work aggressively, positively, and diligently towards victory. Here is why you, like Abigail, can fight with the Lord, whom David terrifies. 1. Church life. You are a member of the church that Abigail typifies. It is wonderful. No, you can have fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church life. In this fellowship, you can learn how to fight by faith. 2. Operations of indwelling Christ. Colossians 1:29. For which also I labor, struggling according to his operations, which operates in me in power. The indwelling Christ is operating, allowing you to experience Him, to share Him with others, and to build His body. Testimony. After I was saved, I realized that the cause of my going down, life before I was saved, was that I didn't fight. Because of my lazy, impassive nature, I thought fighting would be exhausting and avoided fighting. However, the result was going down. After I was saved, I gradually began to fight with the Lord. At first, I was able to work hard with the Lord in Aikido club activities at university. I was not very good at exercising because I'm bad at sports. But fighting with the Lord helped me improve. It was then that I realized something important. It was that it takes a lot more time to learn a movement than others. But if you put in the time, you can do it as well as or better than others. I used to give up because I could not improve immediately like others. But now that the Lord was with me, I am able to persevere a little longer and break through. I noticed the problem with me, which was seeing the situation in front of me that I could not do, and I had given up on them. Then because of my faith in the Lord, I found myself able to work a little harder now, and I thanked the Lord and was filled with joy, and my faith was greatly strengthened. After this, I fought with the Lord by preaching the gospel, and to my surprise, many people were saved. Later, I began to labor and fight with him who lost testimony in my pharmacy studies, which I was not very good at. I have experienced the Lord as understanding, wisdom, perseverance, and breakthrough in my graduate school examinations and researches. I thank the Lord. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, as a member of the church, I can fight with Christ, just as Abigail fought with David. No fighting will bring about the life of going down. We will be strong and fight with the Lord through the suffering of tests, entrance exam, certification exam, and job searches. For this, I have fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church life and struggle according to his operations, which operates in me in power.